As I walked out over London Bridge on a misty morning early, I overheard a fair pretty maid, and she cried for the life of her Geordie. Saddle me a milk white steed, bridle me a pony, and I'll ride down to London town, and I'll beg for the life of my Geordie. And when she came to the courthouse steps, the poor folks numbered many. 100 crowns she passed around, saying, pray for the life of my Geordie. He never stole a mule or a mare, he never murdered any. If he shot one of the king's wild deer, it was only to feed his family. And then she strolled through the marble halls among the judge and the jury. Down on a bended knee she fell, crying for the life of her Geordie. He never stole, he never slew, he never murdered any. He never injured any of you, spare me the life of my Geordie. The judge looked over his left shoulder. He says, I'm sorry for thee, my pretty fair maid, you've come too late. He's been condemned already. But 6 pretty babes I had by him, 7th one lies in my body, and I would bear them all over again if you give me the life of my Geordie. Your Geordie will hang from a silver chain, such as we don't hang many, but he'll be laid in a coffin brave for your 6 fine sons to carry. I wish I had you in the public square, the whole town gathered around me, with my broadsword and a pistol to fight you for the life of my Geordie.
You are listening to River City Folk, a weekly broadcast of live performance, musical influences, and interview. I'm your host, Tom May, surrounded by timeless traditional music today, sung by Aeneas Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer. We just heard in that set of music 2 pieces, beginning with Fotheringay, a song called The Sea, and followed by probably the best-known, or one of the best-known child ballads, a song called Geordie, sung by Jefferson Hamer. You both recently completed a concert tour of the UK, and it must have been very interesting for you to sing these songs in front of audiences that would be more familiar with the form of these ballads, or might have even heard some of these ballads before, as opposed to singing here in the United States, where it's such a different sound for people to hear.
Yeah, it was really different. And I guess it's safe to say we were a little nervous maybe about starting off the tour over there, and just sort of wondering what those guys would make of it. I love playing over in England, and it's always felt like a sort of a second home to me, because the audience are so tuned into storytelling and lyrics and poetry, and just really listening in a careful way. And then I guess to have that kind of careful attention, as well as the fact that a lot of them were familiar with these songs already and in many different versions, we sort of thought, well, what are they going to make of the 2 American kids playing this music? And I think, it was great. Like, The sweetest thing that I heard somebody say was that they felt like it was refreshing almost to hear these songs sung by people who maybe weren't raised with the fear of God in them about the tradition and weren't living kind of in the shadow of all of the versions that had come before. So maybe we came at it with a little bit of a naive attitude, and that was a good thing. And then there were a couple people that maybe took issue with some of our changes that we made. With for example, we did the Ballad of Tamlin, and we took the fairies out. That was kind of our big edit we made with that song, and because as Americans, the fairies felt less essential to the story than maybe they would for someone who grew up across the pond. So we definitely got into some of those conversations too.
But that's the way of folk music. That's the way the folks evolve the music through singing and playing. And certainly in the history of these particular pieces of music, that's happened hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, the edits and the changes and the different melodies and the different emphasis. Jefferson, you just sang that song for us, Jordy, and your reading of the song is very emotional, and I think for folks that have heard it before, I hope that they're reminded what a beautiful song that is of a terrible situation, but a very tender feeling along with that old tune. You mentioned somebody who has had a tremendous impact on the way you sing and play these songs, Martin Carthy. And certainly your guitar playing and your singing was influenced by Martin.
Well, yeah, I mean, Martin, for this album in particular, Martin kind of brought Aeneas and I to the starting line, I think. Willie's Lady was one of the first tracks we worked on. And we listened to Crown of Horn a lot early on when we were starting to work on these songs. Jordy also comes from Crown of Horn, the version with which the melody that we chose to use. So, the thing with Martin, I mean, he's done such a comprehensive job with folk in general, but the child ballads in particular. And he's made such an impact that there's no better place to go. He sort of sets the bar for interpretation and repertoire of this kind of music. As a guitar player, I've definitely tried to pick up on stuff that he does, although I can relate to Nick Jones's quote about, well, how did you learn how to play guitar like that? And he said, well, I just tried to do what Martin Carthy did and failed at it, and this is what it sounds like. I play with a flat pick, and then Carthy plays with a thumb pick in his fingers. So there's definitely a limit to the similarity in style, but certainly his approach to syncopation and the way that he plays the melody as he sings it have things that have been big influences for me as a guitarist.
When I was a little boy to London I did go. Now I turned a roguish blade, my courage it will show. Feet was on the table, my head was hanging down, and I jumped over Kingston Hill and never touched the ground. But to the laddie whack, a laddie to the lowerling, I bought myself a little bull about 3 inches high. People all admired me, all for to hear him cry. People all admired me, he made such an awful sound, that he made the steeple of St. Paul's Church come tumbling to the ground. But to the laddie whack, a laddie to the lowerling, oh, I bought myself a flock of sheep, and most of them were wethers. Sometimes they bought me wool, sometimes they bought me feathers. They were as fine a flock, sir, as anyone could possess. For every month for 6 weeks, they brought me 6 lamb apiece, with my tour-a-laddy whack, for laddie tour a lorelay. I set her on a mussel shell, she hatched me out a hare. The hare grew to a red white steed about 18 yard high. And if anybody tell you a bigger story, I'll tell you it's a lie. With my tour a laddie whack, a laddie tour a lorelay. And I bought myself a little box about 3 acres square. Stowed it in my breeches pocket, kiddies, they were there. People all admired me, thanked me for what I'd done, and they gave me a portion of silver and gold, about 10,000 ton. But tour-a-laddy-whack, for laddie tour-a-lorelay.
Janet sits in her lonely bower, sewing a silken thread, and long to be in Carter Hall among the roses red. She's let the seam fall at her heel, the needle to her toe, and she has gone to Carter Hall as fast as she can go. She hadn't pulled a rose, but only one. And then appeared him, young Tamlin. Says, lady, let alone, what makes you pull the rose? What makes you break the tree? What makes you come to Carter Hall without the leave of me? But Carter Hall is not your own. Roses, there are many. I'll come and go all as I please, and not ask leave of any. Has took her by the hand, took her by the sleeve, and he has laid this lady down among the roses green. And he has took her by the arm, took her by the hand, and he has laid this lady down among the roses red. There's 24 ladies fair, sewing at the silk. And Janet goes among them all, her face as pale as milk. And 24 gentlemen, playing at the chess. And Janet goes among them all, as green as any glass.
And up and spoke her father, he spoke in meek and mild. Oh, alas, my daughter, I fear you go with child. And is it to a man of might or to a man of means? But who among my gentlemen shall give the babe his name? Oh, father, if I go with child, this much to you I'll tell. There's none among your gentlemen that I would treat so well. And father, if I go with child, I must bear the blame. There's none among your gentlemen shall give the babe his name.
She's let the seam fall at her heel, the needle to her toe. she has gone to Carter Hall. As fast as she can go, she is down among the weeds, down among the thorn, and then appeared Tamlin again. Says, lady, pull no more. What makes you pull the poison rose? What makes you break the tree? What makes you harm the little babe that I have got with thee? Oh, I will pull the rose, Tamlin, I will break the tree, but I'll not bear the little babe that you have got with me. If he were to a gentleman, not a wild shade, I'd rock him all the winter's nights and all the summer's days. Then take me back into arms, if you, my love, would win, and hold me tight and fear me not, I'll be a gentleman. But first I'll change all in your arms into a wild wolf. But hold me tight and fear me not, I am your own true love. And then I'll change all in your arms into a wild bear. But hold me tight and fear me not, I am your husband, dear. And then I'll change all in your arms into a lion bold. But hold me tight and fear me not, and you will love your child. At first he changed all in her arms into a wild wolf. She held him tight and feared him not. He was her own true love. And then he changed all in her arms into a wild bear. She held him tight and feared him not. He was her husband, dear. And then he changed all in her arms into a lion bold. She held him tight and feared him not, the father of her child.
And then he changed all in her arms into a naked man. She's wrapped him in her coat so warm, and she has brought him home.
We heard two pieces of music on River City Folk, beginning with the wizardry and eloquence of Martin Carthy on the guitar, and my guests today, Aeneas Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer, with the timeless piece of music called Tamlin. Aeneas, you also have been recording for a long time, singing your own songs that you've composed in contemporary singer-songwriter fashion. Your most recent album before this was Young Man in America, and before that, there was Hadestown. And so this is a departure for you, but still, your love for traditional music has always been there and always infused your work. It has to be uplifting to you to go back in this direction and really investigate your roots the way you have with this CD.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that I got into songwriting because I wanted to be a writer of some kind, and it seemed like the way to do that was to pick up the guitar and sing. And for sure, the poetry of songwriting and the and the storytelling has always been really the heart of it, and what kind of why I'm in it. And I think that's true. You know, Hadestown is sort of on a grand scale. It's a folk opera, so it's a lot of songs that have to lean on each other in order to get the story told. And even before that, and on Young Man, a lot of those songs are there are different characters in the songs, and they're sort of telling their story. And so to go back to this music was really like, this is the origin of that kind of songs as stories, and just to think about this day and age when there were no films or TV, and most people couldn't read, and this was how you would entertain each other, was to sing stories like this.
Well, I think it's a landmark album, this Child Ballad CD. I think it's just beautiful work, both of you. Aeneas Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer have been my guests today. They have a wonderful new CD out, a new reading of Child Ballads. It's just so very evocative. They both have websites. Jefferson, maybe you can give us information about where people can find out your recordings and where they can find out more about you and your music.
Well, I just have a website. It's jeffersonhamer.com, and all my stuff is up there to listen to and check out.
I've really enjoyed your playing so much. It's just really, really a pleasure and a treat to hear both of you together. Aeneas, you have a website, too, where people can look and see your other recordings and find out what else you're up to, and, of course, where you're both touring at the moment.
Yep, my site is just my name, .com, Aeneas Mitchell, and it's A-N-A-I-S, Mitchell.com.
You're both going to give us one more song off of the new CD. What's this final song going to be?
We're going to do Willie of Winsbury, which is the first track on our album.
The king has been a prisoner, and a prisoner long in Spain. And Willie of the Winsbury has lain long with his daughter Jane. What ails you, what ails you, my daughter Jane? Why you look so pale and wan? Oh, have you had any ill sickness? Or yet been sleeping with a man? I have not had any ill sickness, nor yet been sleeping with a man. It is for you, my father dear, for biding so long in Spain. Cast off your robe and gown, stand naked on a stone, that I might know you by your shape, if you be a maiden or none. And she's cast off her robe and gown, stood naked on the stone. Her apron was tied and her waist was round. Her face was pale and wan. And was it with the Lord or a gentleman or a man of wealth and fame? Or was it with one of my serving men while I was a prisoner in Spain? No, it wasn't with the Lord or a gentleman or a man of wealth and fame. It was with Willie of Winsbury I could bide no longer alone. And the king has called his serving men, by one, by two, and by three, saying, where is this Willie of Winsbury? For hanging shall be. but the last of them was he. And Willie of the Winsbury, all dressed up in red silk, his hair hung like the strands of gold, his breast was white as milk. My father's love you did win. If I were a woman as I am a man, in my own bed you would have been. And will you marry my daughter Jane by the faith of your right hand? And I'll make you the Lord of my servant. I'll make you the heir to my land. Oh, yes, I'll marry your daughter Jane by the faith of my right hand. But I'll not be the lord of any man. I'll not be the heir to your land. And he's raised her up on a milk-white steed, and himself on a dapple gray. He has made her the lady of as much land as she can ride in a long summer's day.
This has been River City Folk, a production of Studio B in Omaha, Nebraska. Today's program was recorded by Dan Rieger at Medicine Whistle Studios in Portland, Oregon, and edited by Cleet Baker with assistance from Austin Ellsbury. Be sure to visit our website at rivercityfolk.org. I'm your host, Tom May. Thanks for listening.